I talked to Malcolm Fraser an hour ago, but I put this question to you today. Are we getting this wrong? Are we picking the wrong people for Prime Minister? Are the parties getting it wrong? Are the voters' expectations wrong? Are the media buggering it up? The way things have been sitting, Tony Abbott's 17 months into the job and he's in strife. We had that Rudd Gillard mess. What is going wrong? Jeff Kennett, former Victorian Premier and a heavyweight Liberal, is on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Mr. Kennett, do you think we are getting this wrong?
No.
Expectations and what is
no,
it?
No, not necessarily. Every human being has different characteristics. Tony has been a wonderful opposition leader. He's led us wonderfully on matters international. But I think the sad thing is right now, we have a responsibility as a government to provide consistent leadership and to be able to give the public confidence that the government of the day is able to deliver those things that they want to deliver. And you might remember before Christmas, Tony said, we're going to get rid of all the barnacles on the ship.
Yes.
Over Christmas.
Yep.
Since then, there's been three huge barnacles reapply themselves to the hull. And to be quite honest, if you can't do the job, if the communication skills are not there, if you cannot change your own persona, which is very difficult to do, then our first loyalty as politicians is not to our party and it's not to each other, it's to the public. We're elected to serve them, and I think the time has come, sadly, and I say this most genuinely, and you know I don't mind getting involved in a brawl, so it's not as though I'm worried about opinion polls or anything else like
that.
I am terribly worried that after the result in South Australia, Victoria and Queensland, when federal issues saved the Labor government in South Australia, it lost the government in Queensland in part, not wholly responsible, but enough to put them into opposition. My greatest fear, Justin, is that New South Wales might lose an individual whom I don't know very well, but for whom I've got a great deal of respect in Mike Baird, who I think is turning New South Wales around.
Yeah.
But if the election's fought on local issues plus federal issues, there's a risk, that government may be lost.
And the other risk that is down the track not that much further is the federal election that you know, supporters of the Liberal Party, including yourself, will see that Bill Shorten could have a clean run into that into the lodge. It's a possibility.
Well, it's a remote possibility. I'm not worried about electoral outcomes for the federal government. I think there's still plenty of time for them to turn it around, but you need to have a good communicator there. And you need to deliver consistency of policy. Look, don't forget, it's only 12 weeks till we go into the federal budget, and we haven't passed the last budget. So how can you possibly frame this year's budget if you haven't done last year's? So I'm not worried about the federal election result at this stage at all. What I'm worried about is New South Wales. And New South Wales is very quickly re-establishing itself after probably, 10 years of Bob Carr and some of those who
followed. Oh, yeah, long time. Yeah.
Wasted opportunity, a lot of corruption. Mike Baird's doing a very, very good job. It would be a tragedy, not only for New South Wales, but for Australia, if he wasn't able to continue to grow New South Wales.
Just makes you aware. Look, I want to ask you the broader question, though, that we're trying to get solved today is, are we getting the wrong people going for Prime Minister? With everything that has happened with Tony Abbott, and you talk about his lack of communication skills, should he have even ever got that job? Should we have known?
Yes.
Should the party have known beforehand that he wasn't going to be able to carry along with it?
No. He has done some wonderful things. I mean, I think he's got very good personal values, he's got great energy, but his greatest strength is not communication skills, and the change in policy positions has now become so apparent. It's difficult. No, people get elected to positions of leadership, and you must admit, since the Second World War, there's been fair stability. I think the first one that was wrongly cast was probably Bill McMahon, a Conservative, who was only there for a short period of time. Gough Whitlam came in, did some very good social things. He couldn't manage his party, or his party couldn't manage him, so he went out.
Yeah.
But you've then got to say Hawke, Keating, Howard, Costello. They've all been very good leaders. You mightn't agree with what they've done from a political perspective, but they've been good leaders. So it's only in the last 7 years that Australia has been denied leadership that provides both consistency of policy and also an emphasis on growth.
Well, that's what I'm trying to solve here today, or trying to talk about today, which is why has it changed so much in the last few years? If Tony Abbott were to lose next week or in the near future, is it Malcolm Turnbull? Is it Julie Bishop?
Oh, look, that'll be decided by the federal parliamentarians. But, you know, one of the big changes that's happened, and you and I might have spoken about this before, politicians increasingly now go into election periods promising not to do things. So Julia went in promising no carbon tax under any government I lead, and then Tony said we're not going to touch the GST. But when you're in government, you've got to have all levers available to you to do the best job you can. Not necessarily to use them, but have them at your disposal. And now, of course, instead of politicians going in there to grow things, we're actually going in there restricting ourselves. So I hope the future will actually see a situation where politicians vying for leadership, be that federal or state, don't go in negatively, but go in with a growth agenda.
It's always good to chat. Thank you, Mr. Kennett.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Jeff Kennett, former Victorian Premier, and although Victorian, he carries a lot of clout in the Liberal Party, and his words get strongly reported. I'll talk to a former New South Wales Premier straight after the break.
There will be no carbon tax under the government I lead.